I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our first guest is Christy Peel, and she is the CEO, founder of Media Minefield. Have you heard of that? Well, let me tell you a little bit. 97% of workers who were part of a recent four-day workweek trial in Ireland and North America say they want to make this new schedule permanent. Now, the participants say that they slept better, exercise more, and were more productive. All but one of their companies plan to make the schedule permanent or continue the trial. Still, a traditional four-day work week may not be the answer for all. Organizations really believe that, and that's why one local CEO created a four-day mindset, and she is going to join us right now. Her name is Christy Peel, again, CEO, founder of Media Minefield. Welcome. How are you, Christy?
I'm doing well. I'd be better if the Vikings had won, but
I know.
It is.
But you know, they've been doing this. That's right. We have to forgive them and keep going.
It's been a great season.
That's right. My goodness, what a great idea to do this. Tell me how this came to be.
You know, I've been really studying the four-day work week concept as it sort of swept the globe. And it hasn't been as much of an impact in the U.S. as it has been in other places. So I started researching. I talked to the founders of the four-day work week globally who are in, you know, different countries. And they really, watching all the data, convinced me that it could be done. So in July, we announced to our company, Media Minefield, that we were going to start this in August. So in August, we kicked it off. And at the end of December, we did a study and found that 98% of our people said that this new shift to a four-day work week mindset had positively impacted their lives.
Okay, if it's positively affecting their lives, tell me what people are saying about this. Because first of all, some may ask, what in the world is a mindset? How do you define that for a four-day work week?
And this was the problem that I had with the concept is that, you know, in a manufacturing company, a four-day work week is very easy to define. But we're in the services industry, and we're one degree from folks in the media, folks in social media, and that's a 24/7 job. So we thought about how could we make this work for our people? So what we said to them is, we want you to innovate within your role. We're not going to change your pay. And we want you to work the equivalent of 4 days, however that works for you. And our commitment to them was that we were not going to have any internal meetings on Fridays. So at the beginning of every week, look at what your team needs, what your clients need, and what your family needs, what your community needs, and schedule your life around that. And it's been incredibly powerful.
What is the company? What are the companies saying about what they need?
That was my, you know, biggest concern when we rolled this out. What are our clients going to say? We have clients all over the country and into Canada who hire us to help them get positive press. We work with executives on their social media. So my number one fear was if we do this, it can't negatively impact our business. So we had a pretty robust communication plan, and we told our clients the only thing that you're going to notice, our goal, is that the folks that you work with, the Media Minefield team, will be more rested, more rejuvenated, and more positive, ready to serve you. Don't change how you communicate with us. We're not going to change how we work with you, and you shouldn't notice. So our office isn't closed on Fridays or Wednesdays or Tuesdays. We're open. We've just shifted how we've thought about how we deliver our services, and we have had no negative client impact. Our revenue has increased. We've continued to hire. We've had no negative impact. We've seen the positive effects.
Okay. So Media Minefield, which is a Minnetonka-based PR firm, I'm just curious to know, are you a small business, medium size, or large size? And the people that have been trying this out, the companies that have been trying this out, are they big companies, medium-sized companies, et cetera?
Sure. In other countries, we've seen companies from all different sizes try it out. We have 50 employees and continue to grow, so however you want to define that. Right. So we have really seen the positive impact, but I have to tell you, I didn't realize the impact to families until we had our holiday party. And the partners of our employees came up to me and thanked me and said, my goodness, this policy is changing our life. My husband, wife, partner is able to pick up our kid from school, is able to go on a date with me in the middle of the day. So the fact that we can have our employees, the minors we call them, more rejuvenated, more positive, more creative, we believe that that positively impacts our clients as well.
I was introduced to this idea a few years ago. So it's been talked about for many years. Am I correct?
This it has idea? Been. It's just the, It has been globally. The U.S. is a little slow to adopt.
Of course we are. I can't imagine most of the companies really want this to happen until they see the difference in the people. You have been able to watch and see the people. Are they finding more joy? Are they more peaceful? Tell me what is happening to the lives of those that have tried this out. Not
it's
just going
really
on a date,
powerful.
But doing more. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's powerful because they're able to serve in their communities. I have heard of stories of people in our organization who have, you know, made meals for other people on the time when they aren't working. I know for myself, I now have an actual weekend because even though I lead the company, I have to do this too, or I'm a pretty bad leader. So I've had to figure out how to do this in my own life. And it means that I'm able to do the things that I normally used to do on the weekends during the week, which means that I have an actual Friday. I mean, I have an actual weekend, I'm sorry. So yesterday I took an hour-long nap. I mean, those aren't things that I used to be able to do. So I believe that I'm able to show up better. I'm able to be a better leader because I have time to actually decompress over my weekend.
To me, a four-day mindset could be the game changer for families, for relationships, for your siblings, your parents, visiting family, all of that. So I want to know about the feedback that you've been hearing from those that have had the opportunity to participate in this.
It's really interesting how everyone is using it in different ways. So some people are saying that they're using that flexibility a little bit every day during the week. So, for example, boy, I can now pick up my child from school every day at 3:00. That's how I'm going to use this mindset. Other people are saying, well, I really want to take most of Friday to my family. So we've given people the flexibility and the agency over their time, over their families, because everyone's family, everyone's structure, everyone's relationships are different. And we really want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to use it as it best suits them.
So these 4 days, do they have the same amount of time to work, 9 to 5, or are the even the hours shorter?
We've told them, be flexible. Figure out how to work the equivalent of 4 days, how you want to use that, as long as your clients are served, your team is served, and people are using it in different ways. And I do think that every week is a little bit different depending upon what's going on in their lives. If their child or their partner has some big event on a Thursday afternoon, they're able to do that without apologizing. They're able to do that to unplug. So it's really been powerful. And I was just listening to some of my employees talking to others, and one of them, a college student on a panel, asked them, you know, what do you think about the culture here? And this employee said, I would never work anywhere unless they had a 4-day work week.
How about that? You know, the United States, we are one of the top countries that work our people, you know, way more than they should. And it's unfortunate because people are not happy with the 5-day work week, sometimes a 6 or 7-day work week. It depends on when you have to come in to get something done. So to hear that this is really going forward, I'm excited about that. But what are you hearing from small businesses who may say, you know, I'm not sure I should adopt this because, you know, we're really small, like some of the small nonprofits. Are they also engaged?
A lot of folks, what I've heard and have asked me questions, they're interested, they're watching, but they're not yet ready to take the leap because on paper, it doesn't make sense. How can you say, do the same amount of work with less hours and don't change the business? And yet it does work. I think humans are capable of more than we give them credit for. I think people are able to innovate. We've encouraged our folks to look at their meetings. Does every meeting need to be this long? Does everyone need to be in all of these meetings? Could we even just by shifting some of that make a difference? And it's really impactful. I mean, I'm, you know, kissing 50 years old, and I grew up in a time when we identify ourselves based on the hours that we work. And newer generations are saying, boy, we want to make an impact. And I don't think that it's about the number of hours that you work, but it's about what you get done within those hours. And if you're well rested and you feel like you're able to give back and you feel like your family is taken care of, you can work more effectively and have a better output than just by identifying and defining yourself based on the number of hours that you work. But it is a mind shift. I will say it's really kind of mind bending to do it. And yet it's been so powerful for us. I encourage other people to do it. And since I've started talking about it, I've had strangers reach out to me on LinkedIn who have said, I'm thinking about this for my company. Will you go to coffee with me? Absolutely, I will. If anyone's listening and they are interested, I'm more than happy to share more about how we've done it. I highly encourage it.
So is it are there industries that will never be able to join this idea? Like people who work in the car industry, people who work at Amazon where they have all of their people shipping it out and delivering it. I mean, could it work for every company?
Boy, you know, Henry Ford defined, we got the 40-hour work week from Henry Ford, who tried to figure out how can we make shift work equal. And that's how we defined 40-hour work weeks, 9 to 5, you know, almost 100 years ago. So for a manufacturing company or a factory or Amazon to do that, they would have to cut one 8-hour day or give some things back to their folks. Are they willing to do that? Not yet. I sure hope that they are. But to date, we've seen some of the smaller companies do it. We've seen some medium-sized companies. But I just, you know, I've seen some of the larger companies start talking about unlimited vacation. Well, at Media Mindfield, we started doing that 8 years ago. So I do think that these larger companies are a little bit slow to adopt because they need to see how it could impact them and how it could impact their profit, how it could impact their customers. So I sure do hope that the four-day work week does sweep the country. As employers, we don't just have an obligation to our companies, we also have an obligation to our people.
Not everyone can work at a fast pace, right? And so some of these companies that have, you know, large amounts of employees, I can imagine how difficult that might be. Have you already put together a way for these major corporations like Ameriprise and IBM and you name it, right? Have you found a way that it could work for them, or do you have to just have one model and go with it?
No, I think there's a lot of ways to innovate within the concept. And we saw, you know, pre-pandemic, very few companies were hybrid, very few companies were remote, and now many companies are remote or hybrid. So I do think that the shift will happen. I think that it will take employees saying, boy, I don't want this anymore. I don't want an 80-hour work week. I want less than that. I want to have a holistic approach to my life. And once the best talent starts choosing based on some of these policies, those companies are going to win. And that's one of the things that we're hoping. You know, the agency world, PR agencies, ad agencies, it's known to be a high stress, high turnover environment. And we don't think that that's necessary. We think that we can retain great talent. We can serve, we can innovate in exceptional ways, and our folks can go home happy.
Wow, this is really something. And of course, you know, we have holidays that we're supposed to, you know, be able to enjoy. And some people have 1 week of vacation. Some have 4 or 6 weeks of vacation. And they may be looking at this idea thinking, well, I'm doing just fine with all my vacations. So how do you approach them? That's my last question.
Sure. I think it's about flexibility. I think it's about every person out there thinking what matters to them, what would make their life and their families and their communities the best for them as they choose to define that. And all of us have different seasons in our life. And then find an employer who supports that and who makes that the best it can possibly be, because there are a lot of opportunities and employees have so many different choices right now. So I put the onus on the employee to say, what do you need? What would make you the best version of yourself? And then find an employer who supports that.
How about that? My goodness. Christy, you are definitely worth hearing. I love that you have this approach. I love that you're working very hard to make it happen. So I hope that we can catch up and I can interview you again and hear more about what is happening. And I do hope that it moves quickly, that the big companies, the small companies will buy in to your great idea. So thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me. And if we get more data, I'd love to come back on and share it with you.
I would love that as well. You take care.
Thank you.
All right. That was Christy Peel. She's the CEO, founder of Media Mindfield. Media Mindfield. That's why they're talking about a 4-day week at work. How about that?
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.